All the different fruit in the world. You just missed it. I pressed record on the best part. No, when you missed the best part. It was like such a bopping song. There was like children singing, and there was like pyramids were like, you know, those leaves that are like palm trees were like lettuce leaves instead. What? I just had a bit of an epiphany about cats. I was sat there and I was like, cats, right? Cats are humans. Humans is experiment, because you know how cats have personalities. We are like, we let them into our life, right? We let cats be domesticated because they're useful. Because basically, I was in the shed chilling and I was like, I need to close the door so no rodents can get in. And I'm like, rodents don't exist around here. We have cats. And I'm like, well done, humanity. So each cat now has its own like personality to it. And I'm just like, hey, Mrs. Kitty, wanna tell me about your life? Tell me about your grandkids? So, yeah. Oh. Yeah. That was fucking tasty. Got a Pepsi Max. Pepsi Max. Oh my god, it's so on brand. I'm so proud of myself. Pepsi Max on brand. Hey, I got into some new headphones and I sound like I'm in a studio voice. Studio. Soundproofing material. I'm taking it to another level, kid. Just got done editing some insanely. Oh, yeah! I'm gonna give myself a task to do before I embarrass myself any further. I have a candle here. Do you know what's quite confusing? Is it's a mango candle, but the brand that sells it is called Nutmeg. It's like an in-store clothing brand from a supermarket over here. We have a supermarket called Morrison's. Morrison's? Morrison's. I used to work there, actually. And then there's a clothing brand inside of Morrison's. They got Nutmeg. So anyway, you might think it's a Nutmeg candle, but it's actually a mango candle. Oh, let me just, you know what happened the other day, actually? I did a script fill recently, right? And there was like, they were in the script, it was talking about using mango-scented oils. And it was the same day I was in the shop and I saw a mango candle. And then I went home and looked for a script to do. And then I came across it. And I was like, oh my god, it's mango. And then there was mango in another part of my life on the same day. I'm really struggling to light it, by the way. It's getting fucking intense. Oh, you bastard. She's dripping, though. There's got to be a joke there. Where it's like, you know, instead of these nuts, though, it's like... She dripping, though. Sounds like a Pokemon, actually. She dripping, though. I will light this bastard. Mango light it. Oh my god, that was bizarre. Honestly, I might be tripping because that seemed like a scientific phenomenon. It looked like the fire bounced off the fucking wall of the glass and then jumped onto it like it was trying to ride some dick. So, yeah, everything all good. How are you guys? How's life? How's it all going? I've just been, having a relaxed day today. Relaxed day. I did a bit of editing. But for some reason, I did a lot of editing. But for some reason, I framed it as a relaxed day. And now I'm in it. So, welcome to the relaxed day. Let's do the relaxing thing of being relaxed. I'm so relaxed right now, let me tell you. Excuse me, get in line. I was first and I was relaxed before you. No, but I'm relaxed more than you. I've got you to relax. No. It's who was first. Everybody knows. It's about who showed up at the first moment that anything occurred. That's why. You know, have you ever heard of this syndrome? It's called FOMO. Fear of missing out. You ever had FOMO? Don't have FOMO. Don't have FOMO. Oh no. I definitely don't have. I'm a FOMOsexual. FOMO. Like, don't worry about missing out on something just because you've got to choose between two things. But you want to do you ever find that? You're like, well, this shit's premium, you know? This shit's right up to scratch, up to date. It's like, you know, choosing between TV shows. Like, there's a brand new TV show, but excuse me, what? S'il vous plaît, madame. Then there's like a new show out. Like, everyone, hey, you've been watching the Dragon of Doochmark? And you're like, I didn't quite catch Dragon of Doochmark. How's that one going? And they're like, oh, the fucking story on those tits. Yeah. Anyway. See, I really want to watch these stuffies, but I'm in the past. I'm watching Food Wars right now. And the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary, not the documentary, the reenactment with that guy from American Horror Story. And Jesus, man, he is delivering. What a performance. That someone was telling me he might need therapy because of how great he does this character. Like, oh my god. I've been watching Food Wars. It's like an anime where women's tits just fly off. Like, they eat a bit of, like, peanut butter soup. Or something with, you know, like, simple, really easy to make. And then their tits fly off. Then they try something even more, like, slightly better. And then there's a tentacle monster fucking them made out of peanut butter. So that's that. So those are the shows I've been watching. Not that you asked. I've been keeping up. I should hold myself accountable by telling you I'm bike riding every day now. And now I'm on day three. It's going well. You gotta love your little ticks. Thinking about getting a calendar to put on the wall and then just like jumping out of bed and then karate kicking the calendar once every morning. Do you know what I mean? And then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make sure I shave my toenails every 4 hours for the rest of my life. Then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make sure every time I use a tea bag. From the jar, I'm going to top it up with other tea bags so it's always full. You know what I mean? What I'm talking about is shit that don't matter. It's okay, Will. You don't need to worry about doing a dropkick on your calendar. So, yeah. Don't dropkick your calendar. But that's my day. That's what I've been up to these days. You know. Really, I'm really enjoying writing now on my guitar again because I'm making like little videos for Twitter, and it's so nice to come up with these ideas and they're like all ideas from my past, you know, like being at university writing songs. These are songs I had out, you know, on Spotify and stuff and that I cared about, and then like. Yeah, I get to relive them and play them again and learn them again. I actually have to relearn shit. And, like, sometimes I find old videos of myself to actually reteach myself how to play something just so I can post it on Twitter. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing shit like that. But all the stuff I've been making little guitar videos, it's been really helping my anxiety because I just fucking watch it sometimes. I sit in the shed or I sit in the... I fucking, like, I'm in the shower and I'm like, I'm just going to put my guitar video on because I love that little melody that I've wrote, and I need to find a way to expand that man that type of content. You know what I mean? Because I really love playing guitar, and I know you guys like really enjoy it. So, yeah, that's been a huge upgrade in my life. I don't even know if I said hello to the podcast. Like, you just sat there in a cage, swinging in a hellish environment. You know, probably getting a probably standing on nails and, you know, sharp steel. But you'll be okay, right? You okay there, podcast? Huh? Little poddy? Yeah, how, you know, feel free to share your life updates in the comments. Like, what's interesting? What's happening in your life recently? Like, for me, you know, I just keep enjoying it. I keep finding my own little ways to navigate through the time that we're given and all this shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, the gym's been closed for, like, 8 days or something. So, that's why I've been doing all this bike riding and shit. And, like, I'm finding it ways to make it productive in my life as well. And then you got to think of all the other ways you actually enjoy, you know, your downtime, your personal time. You might want to, you know, stay off your phone, or you might want to speak to an old friend or something. But yeah, just talking about general happiness, you know. I hope you guys are generally happy. I hope everything's going well in your life. And yeah. Everything's going well in my life, if you're wondering. But yeah, I guess that's all I have to say today. So thanks for listening. And if you got to the end, you could say fortified toe.